Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
An update on the continued attack of the giant capybara on the city of Akron, Ohio. Capybaragon, as the creature has been named by the people of Akron, destroyed two additional skyscrapers and used its atomic sneeze to knock over a battalion of tanks paid for by the mayor's anti-capybara protocol.
Listeners may remember that the mayor was openly ridiculed for investing in defenses against giant, mutated, water-loving rodents, which are not native to Ohio. However, it cannot be denied that his forethought has saved many lives. Somehow.
In other news, the city of Poughkeepsie, New York, is similarly dealing with an assault from Pangolinara, the giant, mutated pangolin, which has been decimating the city's infrastructure. Last night, a sports stadium was demolished as Pangolinara apparently mistook the black-helmeted lacrosse players for a form of giant ants and attempted to eat them.
Costumed defenders of both cities have offered their assistance, but have so far been rebuffed with ongoing restraining orders from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Kaiju.
Tensions are riding high at these two cities as the citizens of both locations have begun a strange rivalry of sorts. Here's a sample of statements from citizens of both locations.
Those jerks in Akron don't know how easy they have it. Oh, I'm so scared. I have a big rat outside my door. Please, if it came down to it, Capybaragon couldn't even scratch the scales in Pangolinara.
Oh, man, I am so sick of all the whining I'm hearing from Poughkeepsie. I mean, come on, it's a harmless anteater. Just throw a picnic and you'll be able to feed it for a year. Doesn't even compare to the limitless destruction we have to deal with from Capybaragon.
Reclusive billionaire I Choose You recently presented an unorthodox solution. He has developed massive machines supposedly capable of capturing the giant mutated animals and relocating them. His plan is to airlift the creatures to a small island on Lake Erie. In exchange, he wishes to receive a 70% stake in the profits from bets being cast over which of the massive beasts will be victorious when they violently clash upon meeting each other.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Kaiju are, strangely, okay with this.
This may or may not be explained by a quick review of the nonprofit's finances, which clearly shows that I Choose You was responsible for over 90% of last year's funding for the people for the...
We interrupt this financial analysis.
Of course.
For some breaking news. We take you now to our star reporter, Sally Simpson.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm here at the Metrodelphia Science Center, where Dr. Martin Mandrake has announced that he is ready to unveil possibly the most important scientific invention in the history of science.
Good heavens! I don't suppose there is any possibility of hyperbole.
Of course not, Dirk. Dr. Mandrake is a man of science, and hyperbole is a tool of a man of letters. I take you now to the unveiling of his fantastic invention.
Yes, the Molecular Analysis Kinetic Geothermal Universal Fission-Fusion Inhibition Neutralizer, or the MacGuffin, as I call it, is a tool which can transform raw energy into refined energy and refined matter into raw matter, corrects for the uncertainty principle, and can simultaneously kill and resurrect Schrödinger's cat. In short, there's virtually nothing which cannot be accomplished with this machine. We can cure diseases on the atomic level, making sure that no one single atom is feeling under the weather. I can say with only a possibility of 0.00000002% hyperbole that this is the most amazing invention ever created. And so, without further ado...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, soon-to-be corpses of all ages... My genius, of course, needs no introduction, but at the same time, I just love hearing the sound of my own name. I am the most feared, most terrifying, and most brilliant mind in the world. I'm the scientist who puts the hazard in biohazards, the terror in terraforming, and the dynamite in... well, whatever I can find to stick dynamite in, come to think of it. I'm the one, the only, Professor Whiz-Boom-Bang!
Ha 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 ha!
Listeners, the notorious Professor Whizboombang has blasted her way into the Metrodelphia Science Center. What can possibly be the motive of this, the most dangerous mad scientist the world has ever seen?
You!
Hi, Professor.
Sally Simpson, we meet again. I can't believe you have the gall to show your face here at the Metrodelphia Science Center after all the times you've stood in the path of science.
That's a lie. Science is the search for truth, and so is journalism. I've done everything in my power to bring the wonders of science to our listeners.
Oh, really? Do you remember the time I tried to turn you into a topiary? For science? Did you stop your boyfriend from interfering? Or what about the time I dangled you over a pit of volatile chemicals?
The first, second, or third time you did that.
Take your pick. Your boyfriend arrived and destroyed any chance of seeing my hypothesis fulfilled. Then the time I tried to see what a black hole would do to your complexion. Your boyfriend showed up. And the time I tried to de-evolve you into a gecko. Your boyfriend shows up. That time I tried to turn you into a being of pure photonic energy, which I'm still not sure why that didn't work, by the way. But the point is, every time I try to amaze the world with my lethal brilliance, your boyfriend shows up.
Well, science is supposed to be repeatable.
Shut up!
Oh dear, a supervillain has arrived, no doubt intent on stealing my amazing invention. I must destroy it before she can...
Not so fast. My chronoposition ficator has frozen you between ticks of a second. You can't activate any kind of self-destruct button. So the world's most powerful invention is now mine.
Listeners, this is a dire situation if there ever was one. Professor Whizboombang is ascending the stage here at the Science Center and just about to remove the cloth covering the incredible invention known as the MacGuffin. No superheroes are in sight. Our almost certain doom is upon us.
Aha! Wait, that can't be right.
Oh, my. Dirk, Kelly, the cloth has been removed, and now it is clear to everyone at the Metrodelphia Science Center that things may have become even more dangerous and are certainly more mysterious than we had first guessed, for we can all clearly see the MacGuffin is gone!
Oh, dear. Whatever can this mean? Have hands more dastardly than Professor Whizboombang's already absconded with what may be the most dangerous object in the history of reality?
We'll do our best to find out right after this.
Hey folks, Edna here from Edna's Exoskeletons, and I'm here to tell you it's time to trade in that old rust bucket of a battlesuit you've been wearing to fight crime.
No money down.
We've got the largest selection of exoskeletons in the Tri-County area, and we need to make room for more.
No credit check.
So bring in that old tin can you've been flying around in. Push it in, drag it in, teleport it in from another dimension. Any way you get it to us, we'll guarantee you at least $30,000 towards your next purchase.
No reasonable offer will be refused.
The first 10 purchases every day will receive a free jetpack for that special sidekick in your life. This is a limited-time offer. We need to get these new models out the door, folks, so stop in today.
Come on down.
Edna's Exoskeletons on Nodell Drive in Metrodelphia, right off Route 77. Make a left at the light.
This is your special day at last. Months of planning for the perfect wedding have all been worth it. You're just waiting for him to finally see you walking down the aisle to begin the most amazing adventure of your life. And then a supervillain shows up, ready to destroy everything you've worked for. Oh, it happens. It happens a lot more than most wedding planners are willing to admit. That's why Bridal Battalion is here for you. You need a one-of-a-kind dress to make his heart skip a beat? But you also need a level 5 neural incapacitator to bring down his ex-girlfriend who can punch out a rhinoceros? We do that every day. Our selection of gowns are guaranteed flame and laser proof, with options available to turn invisible, project force fields, or just provide that perfect off-the-shoulder silhouette you've been looking for. Even if all you need is a way to wear your utility belt without the mother of the groom noticing, Bridal Battalion has you covered. Remember, when Bridal Battalion is in your corner, if a supervillain shows up, you can blow them away before you throw the bouquet.
And now, over to our Eye in the Sky, Chopper Stew.
Thanks, Kelly. Traffic is currently light on most of the major routes around Metrodelphia. The exception is for any road leading to Metrodelphia Harbor. It's a beautiful summer day, and it looks like there's more than the usual crowd of beachgoers out for a day trip. There is one delay worth mentioning out in the suburbs. Exit 14 of Route 6 is closed completely after an assault on one of the local trailer parks by a robotic creation with six arms. Thankfully, it was defeated when Metrodelphia's favorite oil and grease-powered hero made a daring maneuver across the street to stop the robot by having it run into one of the more substantial buildings in the park.
Sorry, Chopper Stew, but I don't think I followed that. Why did the slick man cross the road?
To get to the double wide. Back to you in the studio.
All right, let's head over to the weather with retired superhero, the Countess of Clouds.
And lo, it shall come to pass that the midday sun shall shine down hot and bright on the streets of Metrodelphia. It shall be a beautiful day with nary a cloud to offer a respite from the heat of the sun upon the macadam. Temperatures shall climb into the 90s with moderate humidity. But verily, I shall call forth my powers at their strongest to summon a stiff breeze which shall at least make the vile baking tolerable. Remember, though, I can ease the heat with this breeze, but to wear appropriate sunscreen is a power only you shall have. Looking at you, Gordon Somerset of 362 Lee Boulevard. I don't want any nasty emails if you turn lobster red once again this year. So let it be!
And now, over to Sports Summary with Heidi Bravado. Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, Kelly.
I hear you have a surprise for us. Don't tell me the Metrodelphia Comets are ready to start swinging for the fences again.
No, I'm afraid not. I don't think they finished hosing down all the bleachers after that unfortunate incident last week.
Any further news on the cause of the incident?
Well, not unless you count the press release, which came a couple of days ago. The information there was, and I quote, "The seventh inning stretch is something we've all grown accustomed to. It's unfortunate that our new employee assumed it meant to stretch out time and space along a singularity. He has, however, assured us this will never happen again, and that he should be able to atomically reassemble those poor souls who were sitting over the dugout. Mostly."
Mostly?
I try not to think about it. But there is definitely another exciting event coming up tomorrow. It's the World Championship Hot Dog Eating Competition.
Competitive eating?
Competitive eating! An unorthodox sport, to be sure, but make no mistake, Dirk, it requires focused training, exceptional drive, and the sort of bodily conditioning only a true athlete would undergo.
And Metrodelphia is hosting this event?
Not just hosting, Kelly. We've got a real shot at winning this thing. I'd like to introduce you all to Metrodelphia native and rising star in the competitive eating circles, Gordon Swellbelly. Now, Gordon, just last week, you set a brand new record for eating watermelon. Isn't that right?
Yes, indeedy, Miss Heidi. 27 pounds in 15 minutes. My personal best.
27 pounds? Are we sure he doesn't have any superpowers?
Some kind of matter-eating powers, Dirk? Don't be ridiculous. Besides, superpowers would not disqualify Gordon even if he had them. Professional eating does not forbid meta-human enhancement. Now, Gordon, after that amazing display, you were invited to come and compete in the hot dog eating contest as well.
Sure was, Miss Heidi. It's right nice of them folks, too. I was technically after the deadline for entry, but they said they could make an exception in this case. Really kind of them.
So what do you think your chances of victory might be?
Just about zero, I think. They sent me an invitation, but I declined.
You did?
Sure. I'm a vegan. Very careful about what I'll put in my body, I can tell you that.
I see. I didn't know that. Well, I guess we'll have to find some other Metrodelphian hometown hero to root for.
Oh, those poor suckers. Ain't a chance in creation one of those amateurs will take home the gold. Nope. Not a single power eater in the group.
Oh. Well, thank you. Back to you guys.
Well, perhaps we should head back to Sally Simpson at the Metrodelphia Science Center.
Good idea, Kelly. Sally, are you doing all right? Has Captain Goody arrived to save you?
Hold that thought, Dirk. Unless my keen reporter senses deceive me, I have a suspicion that he'll be here in just a moment. Oh, it looks like I've spotted him, listeners. Metrodelphia's most handsome defender of justice, Captain Goody, is here.
Ha! That'll teach you to announce you're coming for like a minute before you actually show up. My cryo-freezicator has brought your body temperature to 1 degree Kelvin. And while you're helplessly frozen...
Should I let you finish that thought, or would you rather get the bad news now?
That didn't freeze you.
It was actually quite refreshing on a hot day like today. Hello, Sally.
Good to see you, Captain.
Do you need an immediate rescue?
No, thank you. Professor Whizboombang seems to have forgotten to kidnap me.
Hey, no critiquing my plots. All right, Goody. Try this.
Nope. 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 Not so much. Oh, come on now, you weren't even trying that time.
Do you know how much I hate you?
I have an inkling. But now that you've used up everything in your evil arsenal... Now that you've used up everything in your evil arsenal, I need to deal with a more pressing villainy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you just delegate me as the secondary threat?
For the moment, yes. Professor, did you read Dr. Mandrake's paper on the MacGuffin?
Just the summary. I figured I could steal the world's most dangerous weapon first and read the manual later. But you make a good point. Somebody else has the MacGuffin device, and tracking down thieves is definitely more your thing than mine. So you go ahead and hunt for the pesky thing, and I'll just get out of your way so you can lead me right to it.
I appreciate the vote of confidence, Professor, but this might be more challenging than you think. Would you mind unstopping the flow of time around the one person who might help me find the culprit?
Hmm? Oh, him. I forgot about him.
Okay, that was an unpleasant experience I don't want to do again.
Good afternoon, Dr. Mandrake.
Captain Goody! Have you come to save me from this insane psychopath?
Not to toot my own horn, but I did that already.
Ooh, hush.
Dr. Mandrake, what is your reaction to the crushing news that your fantastic invention has disappeared?
My invention? Disappeared? Oh no, this is terrible news. I can't even begin to process what a shock this is.
No time for that now, Dr. Mandrake. You've got to help us find your invention.
Me? Why, whatever can I do to help?
Well, you see, my good friend Sam Sterling gave me a copy of the research you published, and using my goody speed, I read through it.
What? You read all of it? All 7,000 pages?
Yes, I did. And I should be able to track it down for you. I just have some questions.
Questions?
Yes. Detailed technical questions that should be a snap for the inventor of such a scientific marvel. Are you ready, Doctor?
All right. I admit it. I'm a fraud. There never was a MacGuffin. I made the whole thing up and then faked the disappearance to keep the investors off my back.
Dr. Mandrake, you can't mean it.
I do! I'm not even a real doctor.
Oh, I'm going to find 62 separate ways to kill you.
Hey, Professor Whizboombang, let's test your science knowledge. Are you familiar with Occam's Razor?
The idea that the simplest solution to a problem is usually the right one.
Exactly.
What just happened?
I'm pretty sure Captain Goody just whisked a supervillain off to the nearest jail at super speeds.
And now for you, Mandrake. People rely on scientists to provide them with the best solutions to live their lives. When crooks like you come along peddling snake oil, it makes people lose some of that trust. And I'll be honest, that irks me.
What are you going to do?
Me? Why, I'm hoping I can take my girlfriend out for some frozen yogurt. Sound good to you, Sally?
Yummy!
And if you haven't turned yourself into the police by the time we're done with our summertime treat, I will come looking for you.
Understood.
Well, it seems like the day is once again saved here. Dirk, Kelly, back to you.
Thanks so much, Sally. Good to hear everything has worked out.
An update on the giant kaiju attacks in Ohio and New York. Both Capybaragon and Pangolinara have been captured and airlifted to an island in the middle of Lake Erie.
And if you wagered on who would win in a fight between them, I have some bad news. The winner is nobody, because these animals are not natural enemies and seem to get along pretty darn well.
Pictures of them cuddling on the island's beaches are trending across social media.
We'll have more news next hour, but for now, I'm Dirk Hardthrob.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. And remember, if you're not wearing tights, stay out of the fight.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
You have been listening to KGDY, Episode 12, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Kelly was Brianna Kubi. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Sally Simpson was Jill Wenzel. Professor Whizboombang was Andy Gastengee. Capybaragon Fan, Chopper Stew, and Martin Mandrake were Andrew Dell. The Countess of Clouds and the Bridal Battalion spokesperson were Liz Music. Heidi Bravado and Edna were Rebecca Scheimer. Pangolinara Fan and Gordon Swellbelly were Adam Gastengee, and Captain Goody was Dan Wenzel. News theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Additional music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.